Now a follow-up to a story we reported last year. Residents of an apartment building on Flower Street are feeling threatened by a large development in the neighborhood around them. Affordable housing is an issue we may hear more about in the May runoff for Los Angeles mayor. Catherine Davis followed up with the building's residents again today.
At the intersection of 30th and Flower Street, there's a McDonald's, a used tire center, and an old motel. The hum of the 110 freeway and the Expo line are constantly in the background. The neighborhood may not look particularly fancy now, but to developers, this area between downtown and USC has big appeal. Residents of the apartment building at 2913 Flower Street found that out last fall when developers started asking if they would be willing to move out.
The developer was just offering them the standard relocation, and he said that the company would be willing to pay a little bit above what the standard relocation is.
That's Thelmy Perez, an organizer with the LA Human Right to Housing Collective. A few weeks ago, she and residents of the building sat down with Symphony Developers, a company that owns a USC housing building on 27th, and was interested in expanding more. Noemi Armandariz has lived with her family in the Flower Street building for 15 years. Her message to the developers was,
"We are happy in this place. We don't want more. Because it's not fair, then they want to make the apartment only for the students. That is not fair. We live here for a long time."
Symphony Developers did not wish to comment, but told ARM that they are no longer pursuing the Flower Street building. But Perez says that's not the end of it.
This issue is much larger than just this one building.
That's why she and the building's residents sought the support of one of their most influential neighbors. City Councilwoman Jan Perry's office for her now dormant mayoral campaign was just a few doors down from the apartment building. Perry came out to support the building's residents at a news conference this morning. She will end her term on City Council this June and says her successor will have to pay attention to affordable housing.
That person will have to protect the interests of people like the ones who live in this building.
It will also be up to the next mayor to protect rent stabilization in Los Angeles. Perez says as the mayor's race continues, she hopes affordable housing will become a debate issue.
None of the candidates, at least for mayor, have a plan for housing. We are in dire need of affordable housing in this city of Los Angeles, and we can't afford to lose any more rent-stabilized affordable units in the city.
Residents of the 33-unit Flower Street building pay between $700 and $800 a month for small studio apartments. If forced to move, Perez says many would have to leave the neighborhood to find comparable rent prices. That's why, as election season continues in Los Angeles, they'll look for candidates who will help them stay in their community. Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.